Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Merle Exit. And in case you're tuning in for the first time, I changed my name to Exit so I could see my name up in lights. Yes, I'm calling. I'm calling on the air here from New York City. People ask me if I'm queen from Queens. I say, no, my folks are straight. It's 7 o'clock. Oh. It's not even sunset yet, although it could be sunset. It's still light outside. Happy Passover to anybody who's celebrating Passover. Happy Pesach. Or Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. Why is this night different from all other nights? Actually, it has become a sarcastic remark. When somebody does something or things happen over and over again, you can say, Manishtana, yeah. Well, let's see. So, what do we have lined up? Oh, going green. Yes, going green again, more green. This time we're coming up in a few weeks with the Go Green Expo in New York City, which actually will differ from the Green Products Expo. I understand that this one will be open to the public. It's on Friday the 17th till Sunday, and Friday will be just open to the media, but Saturday and Sunday is open to the public. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel in Manhattan. I believe they charge like $10 to come in. I don't know if there are samples. I have a feeling there will be some samples of things. So tonight we're going to have the CEO of the Green Expo, Go Green Expo, Bradford Rand. He's going to come on and tell us what's it all about, Alfie? Then as far as some products, we're going to have, let me see, do I have them on first, or who's, Nada, called Nada Chair, N-A-D-A, Nada Chair. We're going to talk about these, they're actually back support systems for when you're sitting, and we're going to continue with more back talk. We're talking to Adam Muscat about the world's thinnest wallets. Why is that back talk? Because of the pain you get from stuffing your wallet in your back pocket and having all of that, you know. I don't know. I keep hearing about this. He could tell us some more about it. You know what it's time for. Yeah, it's time for a commercial. What can I tell you? What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale. Yes. And you can get that at brownies.com. I don't know if they have the ones with the enrobed chocolate. They were doing it for Valentine's Day, but they may probably be out of them. All right, let's get off the subject of food for a little while, and let's talk about going green. And right now, so we have the CEO, Bradford Rand, on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you, Brad? How you doing?
I am busy as the busiest person I think I know at this point. I'm at the office right now still. It's, 7 o'clock New York time, and it's just nonstop because we got the big Green Expo coming up next weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the way, you could, you know, if you wanted, you could have said, like, busy. I was waiting for you to say, like, busy as shit, you know. So, but,
well, you know, I didn't want to go there, but,
yeah,
you know.
It's Internet. It's funny because I was sitting with some people doing it live, and I was with some writers, and one of the writers say, while it was going on, he says, is there anything we can't say? I said, no, you can say anything, what, just as long as you don't say shit or fuck. And, of course, we're on the air, and I'm saying that, you know.
Well, but, I'm fucking busy. How's that?
Okay.
But it's all for a great cause. It's a great show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This sounds like, well, tell me, first of all, like I mean, I had gone to a few Green Products Expo, which is completely different from this one, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's, I think, geared towards just organic food and so forth. This is geared for everything from business products to hybrid cars to eco-fashion to, you know, to a whole host of great seminars with eco-celebrities, nonprofit, environmental leaders, and business executives to talk about and teach us how to green our lives and green our businesses.
That's
so something for everyone here at the Go Green Expo.
How long is this? This is not the first year, is it?
No. It started last year, last April in New York City, after I had seen The Inconvenient Truth from Al Gore. And I was inspired to create a trade show because I've done 700 trade shows over the last 15 years, mostly job fairs. And I looked around, and there was no eco-friendly trade show here in New York City. And I said, let's produce it. So I got my team together. We got our arms around it and did a lot of research and produced a great show last year. And now we've been in Los Angeles and Philadelphia, and we have our next show coming up at the Hilton Hotel, April 17th through the 19th. And we're excited.
Well, me too. I was I went on the I logged in and I was looking at all of the exhibitors and I
mm-hmm.
see and there's we got the was is it Mariel Hemingway?
Yeah, we got Mariel Hemingway coming in from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Very lovely woman and very learned on healthy living and healthy eating. We have Nigel Barker, who's on America's Next Top Model, who's also a great documentarian. He has shot a documentary on what's going on with the seals up in Canada, where they hunt these baby seals. So he has a great documentary that's showcasing what's going on up there in Canada. We have the president of Treehugger. We have Josh Dorfman, the lazy environmentalist. We have the founder of Greenopia, the founder of IdealBite, a wonderful array of eco leaders, even from Riverkeeper and the Sierra Club, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Riverkeeper. So it's really, really wonderful, the talent that we have. And, of course, over 225 booths where you can buy everything green.
Oh, so things are up there for people to buy as well.
Yeah, you can buy clothing, you could buy food, you could buy, you can probably put your, you know, a deposit down on a car, I guess, on a hybrid car. I mean, literally everything is for sale. And they're all eco-friendly.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I guess that it will be interesting when I go around to look at some things that I go, okay, and what makes this eco-friendly, you know, kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, because with the Green Products event, I mean, that's one of the things I was kind of asking is what. And so what makes it, you know, I mean, what made the bottle of vodka eco-friendly? You know?
Sure. Well, it's the way it's made, it's the way it's distilled, and it's the material on the bottle.
Yeah,
you know.
That's what I got. That it was 360 vodka and.
Yep, that was last year. Right now we have this year we have Rain Vodka. That's the premier vodka that we are promoting this year. And it should be, and I've tasted it. It is wonderful. I have drank many shots of it at the show itself.
Yeah.
Showtime. I'm drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as it's eco-friendly vodka.
Yeah. Right. I get drunk on Scotch tapes. I got to worry about it. But are they gonna give out shots of vodka at the?
Yes, they will.
Well, then again, you know, it's not unusual. I don't know if you've ever been to one of the GLBT expos. Have you ever seen them?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, it's like if you want to drink, that's one. I mean, they have like there's always one place that's giving out tastes of all beers, and another place that's like there was at least two vodkas at this one. So that's. Yeah, but at least they mix them with things.
Yeah.
So what prompted you to do this was Al Gore's movie?
Yeah, well, I mean, I care about the environment, but after I saw the movie, you know, I think after millions of people saw the movie, I had no idea the Earth was in such dire straits. You know, who knew that the ice caps were shrinking at the rate that they were because, you know, over the last 8 years, who's been our president?
Mm.
You know? So,
yeah.
See what I'm saying? So I think he really did a good job uncovering and educating the world about what's going on here. And I think now the whole green movement is on hyperdrive. And I think that's the most important sector of the economy right now. Thank God we have... you know, President Obama in office because he truly believes that clean energy is the way to go, and that's going to create jobs in this terrible economy. And by retrofitting millions of homes and office buildings, as well as preserving and saving our planet, you know, we're in the right direction right now. So I'm happy about that.
So in other words, you got the gory details.
The gory details about the suffering planet Earth, yes.
So you decided to do this and, did you go across and like choose the companies to come in?
Well, we researched a lot of companies. Yeah. We researched a lot of companies called in and we, for the most part, I think we had about 90% satisfaction rate. There's always a few companies that kind of sneak in that are greenwashing. So it's very, very hard to monitor every single company, but I'd say over 90% were truly, truly green.
Okay, so when you say greenwashing...
Well, you know, there's a couple of companies that put out an agenda on their website.
Right.
And then when you finally meet them, you realize, well, they're not that eco-friendly, you know? So that's just a learning curve, and, you know, you're never going to get it right, you know, always. But nearly the entire show had showcased, you know, organic foods, eco-friendly baby products, which means it's been made, you know, with fair trade, and the food and the fashion hasn't been created with cotton that has had, you know, pesticides used when you're growing the cotton. So, you know, everything organic, you know, you have to think about it. When you're buying organic food, it's good. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's good because you're not getting all of the poison that people or the farmers spray on the crops. And, you know, there's a reason why cancer is at an all-time high. And there's a reason why children these days have problems breathing. It's the air we breathe and the water we drink and the food we eat. It's all polluted. So finally, I think there's a fundamental shift in thinking before people buy products. I mean, look at it this way. The facts are the facts. GM has miles and miles of SUVs, right, on their parking lots, which no one is going to buy because it's stupid. Why are you going to buy an SUV unless you're a farmer and you're moving and hauling equipment? You know, why does a soccer mom, you know, need a 6,000-pound Hummer? You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, from what I was getting with that, a lot of people got into that because it's like they feel taller. you know, being in one of these things.
And now they're not driving them because they can't afford the gasoline.
Right.
Because their husband got laid off. I mean, you know,
right.
it's all a spiral effect. So I think by going green, you know, there's just hope for the economy. There's hope for the earth and what we plan on doing at the Go Green Expo. And you can find out details at gogreenexpo.com, like the full list of speakers and the full list of companies. Is you get to learn and you get to be a smarter shopper, because in the end, consumer is the king. Toyota became the largest and number one car company in the world because people chose what? They chose to buy Priuses.
Right.
You know, no one forced them to buy the car. They chose it on their own free will, you know. And I think as prices come down on green products, especially organic food and so forth, it's going to be more affordable, and more people will be eating healthier. And maybe we could, you know, start, you know, working towards reducing the obesity problem. 75% of all kids these days are obese. I mean, this is, it's a crazy world we live in. You know, the kids are just at home playing video games and really learning nothing. And now they are, you know, trying to integrate education within these video games. That's going to be the next generation of that. Or you'll have physical video games like the Wii, you know,
yeah.
where there's actually physical activity. You're not hunched over eating a box of Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and having a Mountain Dew and filling yourself up with sugar. You know, so I think we're finally...
And then having coffee with Sweet and Low.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
going to the dentist, having your teeth fall out, and you know, who knows? The list goes on and on. I think we're finally at a stage where the world is starting to grow up. Now, I can't really speak about the Middle East. You know, I don't think they've grown up, and I think they'll be at war forever. But I think the industrialized world is beginning to realize that, you know what, we better start taking care of our world and start educating our kids and doing the right thing. So I'm kind of pleased. People say these are the worst of times, and I say that they are the best of times. Because finally...
Wasn't there some kind of a play that had those words in it?
I don't know, probably, you know.
A Tale of Two Titties, that's what it was called. I mean, a tale of Two Cities, that's what it was.
A Tale of Two Cities, yeah.
Yeah,
so I think, you know, even in the worst of times right now, with the, you know, this is actually a wonderful green opportunity. So I think it's all good. And, you know, of course I wish the economy was much better, because then we'd have more people coming to the show and buying green products and services. But in Los Angeles in January, we had over 10,000 people. So,
wow.
There you go.
Well, at the Hilton, have you seen the room itself that you're going to be in?
Yeah, yeah. We did a show there last year in April.
And it's large enough for how many people?
Well, we can host up to 10,000 people. We just would like to make sure that there are 10,000 people.
Oh, okay. So you can, okay. I know I was trying to picture... you know, where, because I've been to the Hilton for some other events, and I was just trying to picture, you know, in terms of size.
Well, they have some large convention centers, and we've taken over most of their exhibition space.
Uh-huh.
So we actually have the entire second floor, every room.
Oh, okay. So that's how it's...
yeah,
wow.
It's laid out. Yeah. So we have the hallways. We have the corridors. We have every inch of the second floor. Of the Hilton, which is on 53rd Street on 6th Avenue.
Right. So, in other words, I'm what I should do is get there first thing on Friday.
Get there early, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I certainly will. Yeah, because I'm looking at, I'm getting some of the products.
Good.
And we're going to be talking about it on the radio show. We're going to do this for this show and next week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll continue to write about and push some of the products as well.
Yeah, it's great. It's all good. I mean, people are going to learn about solarizing their homes, eating proper foods, and seeing the latest hybrid cars that are out there. So it's all good.
So now, what would you say, like, between last year and this year, how many, like, new companies are coming in?
How many new companies? I would say about 30 to 40% are going to be new companies.
Oh, okay.
So a good amount. You know.
So then if people went last year, there's still more to check out.
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
Okay.
And plus the companies that were there last year, they have new products now.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, like, for example, Perfco Green, which makes biodegradable plastic garbage bags, they now have a battery line that's eco-friendly.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And and different like some of the organic chocolate companies, they now have, you know, new flavors, and the fashion companies have new styles, and the car companies have new cars. So everyone has new products to showcase. Plus, we'll have about 30% to 40% new companies, which is good.
And now, just you don't have to be like prejudiced toward any of them, but tell us like some companies that are that are going to be there.
Well, you know, the Food Network, the TV station, is actually building an urban garden in conjunction with their charity Share Our Strength, and they're going to show people how to create a garden right here in Manhattan or the five boroughs. So you can start growing your own food, which would be organic, and it can also save you money. So there's going to be a garden there, right there at the show. Home Depot is going to be coming with a big eco home right when you walk into the Hilton. It'll be pretty wild to see.
Wow.
And the Honda company is going to be unveiling basically their latest and greatest hybrid car called the Insight, and it gets over 60 miles to the gallon, something incredible. The Prius is like between around 40-ish. So this is going to be a big competition, and it's under $20,000. It's only about $19,000. So that's also very exciting. The Sundance Channel is going to be previewing and screening some of its new green TV programming. And, there's more. there's a tremendous amount of things happening. Mariel Hemingway is going to be doing a book signing, and she's going to be doing a session on healthy lifestyles and on healthy eating. And Josh Dorfman, the lazy environmentalist, will be teaching us how to green our homes. He has a new book that is coming out. There's going to be a large amount of activity at the show. So, you know, you can check it out at the website, gogreenexpo.com, and you can see a whole list of different activities and all the exhibitors and the speakers.
Right. Yeah. I want you to be hanging with us as we're having some of the companies calling in, so we can all kind of chat about this. Because I think I got, who do I got on right now? Who's calling in?
This is Valentin Huma from Food and Vine.
Okay. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We got some rain coming down here in Napa for some reason. I didn't order it, but we need it anyhow.
Great. Yeah, I was hoping to have gotten the grapeseed oil. Is that it? The grapeseed oil?
That's me. The grapeseed oil.
Yeah.
From Napa.
Yeah. Tell us. Well, here's an interesting whole thing as far as like since you're participating, like what's the green aspect of the product?
Well, grapeseed oil goes back to biblical times, as you may know, Merle. But when we started in 1990 with Salutis Ante grapeseed oil, at that point, when we were talking about it's the only ecological food product on the market, people didn't know what the heck ecological sound means. And the term ecologic or green or anything like that, those buzzwords didn't really raise any eyebrows. But our product is probably the only food product out there that is 100% ecological sound and is made from a byproduct of the wine industry without using any extra farmland, any crops, any water, any other chemicals, and it's a pure utilization of something that's already exists in the industry. And it actually is a fantastic, heart-healthy, everyday cooking oil that is a secret ingredient, or was at least a secret ingredient for some of the best chefs until we let the secret out, and that was in 1990 when we started.
Well, how is it for in terms of health wise? Is it better than olive oil or?
That's a good question. Everyone says, so how does it compare to olive oil? Grapeseed oil and olive oil, they are as important as salt and pepper in everyone's kitchen. And I'm a professional trained chef from Austria, and I put my career on the hook to make grapeseed oil available for the professional chef. When I got together with, at that time in 1990, Jean-Georges van Gerichten, Daniel Ballou and former Jean-Louis Paladin, and we created a taste panel, and we established the highest quality grapeseed oil that we have until today, which is known under the Salud de Sante brand. And people call it the chef's choice, or people call it home chef's choice. And Salud de Sante grapeseed oil is a fantastic product. Right at that same time, it really had nothing to do with what we were doing. We knew it had a lot of vitamin E. We knew it's low in saturated fat. We knew it was not really burning up on you when you heat up the oil very high. But very, very soon after we started introducing some of these chefs to the grapeseed oil, and then the word was getting out there, some studies came out that if you take 2 tablespoons of grapeseed oil a day, you can reduce your risk for heart disease by almost 55% in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now you're going to say, how the heck are you going to do that?
Yeah, how the heck are you going to do that?
It's a very simple formula. Grapeseed oil has a unique capability, just like wine. However, it's doing it without the alcohol. It's just the oil itself. It is about half the saturated fat than olive oil. It's about 10 times more essential fatty acids. It's very high in vitamin E. And it has something called OPC, or some people call it proanthocyanidins. And some people refer to it as grapeseed extracts, or some very strong antioxidants. And they're very, very potent. And for some reason, all that combination together, the high concentration of OPC, the high vitamin E, the high content of the essential fatty acid, showed in the study, and the study was only about 3 weeks.
Right.
It showed that if you take 2 tablespoons a day, and you don't need to just drink it, you can put it in your salad, in your saute, in your whatever you have, instead of the other fat that you have in your diet, it will increase your HDL significantly. What I mean by HDL is the high lipoprotein cholesterol, the good cholesterol. And it will decrease your LDL, the low, the one that you don't want to have, the bad cholesterol. And
right.
It will decrease your triglycerides. And if you do the math, if you add all the formulas together, after all is said and done, you have reduced your risk by 55%. Because for every percent you can increase your HDL, you decrease your risk factor by 3 to 4%. And the subject in that study showed about a 14 to 7% increase in HDL cholesterol. And there's no other food product out there that has shown these significant changes. And that's without change of lifestyle. So we got something here that's amazing. And on top of that, it's delicious. It tastes good. You can use it for all the cooking preparation. It's not just limited to Mediterranean cooking. So if, again, getting back to the question about the olive oil, how does it compare to? Olive oil is great, and I use it as a finishing touch. But Salud de Sante grapeseed oil is the best all-round cooking oil.
Well, I understand
the flavor of the food.
Well, I understand that the grapeseed oil, you can put a higher temperature with grapeseed oil than olive oil.
It's
you can cook with a higher temperature.
Yeah, 485 degree smoke point. Olive oil is about half of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a very light, clean taste.
Yeah, so you don't really...
It brings out the flavors of the ingredients. It's not overpowering. It's like when Picasso, he makes the most beautiful painting on a beautiful white canvas. If he would use something that's kind of gray, no matter how good his colors are, it's going to not quite mask what he needs to create. And it's the same thing with food. Fat is the best or the only flavor carrier that we can detect on our palate really, really well. Everything else is just salt and pepper and spicy, but
right. The
taste comes through the fat.
Now, I can't imagine you're taking the grape seeds. You're taking the seeds from the grapes, and you're doing something to get and oil comes out of it.
It's a little complicated, but
okay.
in a nutshell, if you want to do the formula, and some people called me crazy for trying to accomplish this, but it takes about a ton of grapes to make a bottle of grapeseed oil.
Wow.
A bottle, I mean about a liter. And the reason why it's so little oil in the grapes is because most of it is juice, which is then turned into wine. And after you have the wine, you're left over with this big, wet mountain of pumice, which is a consistency of, it's still very, very wet. And you have moisture in it, you have skins, you have stems, you have seeds. So all that needs to be separated out. And by the time you have a dry seed, in that dry seed, you only have barely 10% oil. And so that's the oil that we take out of the seed, and it makes it a wonderful, delicious oil.
So, okay, so in other words, the oil is in the seed itself. That's where
exactly.
where it's coming from.
Exactly, yes.
Wow, you can certainly do a lot with a grape, huh?
Yeah, it goes a long way. And
yeah.
We are a green company here since day one. In other words, you know, this whole phenomenon about the green movement right now, it's
right.
fantastic, but we've always had that in our forefront. And grapeseed oil is probably, as I said, the only ecological sound product that has a complete energy cycle. And we actually have gone as far as completing that cycle. And I'll tell you how we're going to do that. As we have some of our best restaurant accounts in the local area using our grapeseed oil, they're not going to use it just for salad dressings or sautéing. They go as far as using it for deep frying. And the chefs refer to Salute de Sante as the chef's choice oil because it has such a versatility. And what they do for us, after they're done with the deep frying or tempura stovetop application, we take the oil back for free. And we bring it back to our production where we filter the oil, and then it goes into our company cars, including delivery truck, that are used to go out and deliver the grapeseed oil.
Wow.
And as we are burning that oil up as a source of alternative energy, and this is not biodiesel. I'm talking straight recycled grapeseed oil going into our fleet of cars and trucks. And they're just slightly modified engines. These are old diesel engines. They're modified. And that's a technology that goes back over 100 years. So it's not anything new. And by using that as a biofuel, the pollution that happens during that time gets cleaned up as the grapes are growing.
Right.
So that completes the energy cycle of grapeseed oil. And believe me, there's more restaurants and food establishments out there than gas stations in this country. So we're onto something here. We've been doing this for over 3 years. We haven't seen a gas station in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
that should drive some eyebrows in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Mr. Obama should be hopefully listening in, or at least his people, because we are open for some new ideas here in California. We're sitting on a great source of energy that can be utilized. And right now, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. We're a small family business, but we're going to make some waves here.
Wow, that's really great. And so in other words, and just like to comment on food-wise, so in other words, you've taken grapeseed oil, you know, like made fried chicken in grapeseed oil?
Fried chicken. Actually, you know what is a really great application to show how light it is? When you have some delicate fish that you want to do tempura style,
uh-huh.
You want to use an oil that really allows the fish to be tasting wonderful. And the grapeseed oil, for example, would show that very, very good. Some restaurants in your area, like if you go to Le Bernardin, one of the best fish restaurants in Manhattan,
right.
Eric Repair, he is one of the best chefs I know out there. He actually worked with Jean-Louis Paladin at that time, and he uses it for many applications, and his cuisine and his food shows the benefit and how beautiful grapeseed oil carries the flavor.
Wow. And by the way, Brad, if you want to chime in and ask any questions, you're welcome to.
Well, I had dinner with Eric recently. He's a wonderful man and great chef. I've eaten at his restaurant, and he really knows what he's doing as well.
He's a great supporter, and there's many chefs out there like him. I went to Charlie Trotter's not too long ago, and sitting in the restaurant, and then he actually came out because he knew we were there. And then he said, why don't you come in the kitchen? And he gave us a tour, and here was Salute de Sante grapeseed oil in his focal point, and he said, this is my baby. I love it, and in my book, I mentioned it, and he said, I can choose anything I want, but for some reason, he has chosen Salute de Sante over all the other grapeseed oils that are out there. And it has to do with the quality of work that we do with our grapeseed oil. And there's many other chefs I can go on here in the Bay Area that support our product. But it's also good for the home chef. So you too, anywhere listening in, can just go to some of the better stores like in New York and get it at Sabar's for sure. You can maybe get it at Whole Foods markets. Just look for the Salutis Anti brand. It's also important to, when you buy oil, and it doesn't matter if it's grapeseed oil, olive oil, or any oil, always make sure it is either packaged in a UV-filtered glass bottle, and ours has a 97% UV-filtered glass, or in a can, and the cans that we're using are special cans that we can protect the oil and guarantee a freshness of 24 months. All this stuff that you get in the clear glass bottle, by the time it's been on the shelf for a few months, it starts to oxidize, and I don't even want to go there as far as a plastic bottle goes. Plastic is made from petroleum. Petroleum leaches into the oil, and then oxygen goes through the plastic as well, and it's a recycling hazard afterwards. And why support the whole petroleum industry when you have alternatives? Metal is the best way to package quality oil, and every time when you use a metal, you're closer to completing the cycle of a resource, because iron ore can be produced again from the same can 100%. Most other recycled, is it paper or something, you cannot use everything 100%. But when it comes to a can, you can. That's another fantastic
thing. So you said like it has a shelf life of
24 months. Yes.
So now, once you open it, What's the way to keep it?
Within 6 months. And you do not need to refrigerate it. And I advise against refrigeration as long as it is in a UV-filtered glass, like we have the Salutis Anti, or a can. Every time you would take it in and out of the refrigerator, that temperature change will cause condensation and little water droplets going inside. And therefore, the oil will go rancid faster than you just leave it out.
Really?
At room temperature in your kitchen.
How do you like that? And one would think that by putting it in the refrigerator, it would, you know, not go rancid. But
The only time you may want to refrigerate an oil, it is necessary for maybe some of the very delicate oils that come, like essential oils or like a flaxseed oil or like a. But they're packaged much, much smaller, and most of the time you go through them much faster. But that's not your daily cooking oil. It's more like a medicinal oil, and that's what you may want to keep in the refrigerator.
Now, you have infused oils too, don't you?
What we make here in the Napa Valley, we have great climate here, as you may know, and we can grow herbs pretty much all year long. And actually, if you want to see a little bit of how we do some of the harvesting, you should check us out. We had a video done by the California Ag Bureau not too long ago, and that you can see at grapeseedoil.com. And we, for example, we harvest the rosemary's ourselves, and it's biodynamically grown right here on our own farm, which is then taken to a kettle that it's a small, imagine like a giant stainless steel kettle that's 10 times the size of your cooking pot, your big pasta pot on the stove. And we use the grapeseed oil and infuse the herbs that we harvest here with the grapeseed oil. And we're taking out the etheric oils. And if you imagine there's a certain temperature when those oils just come right out and they pop, and that's what we capture in our infused grapeseed oil. And we do that with chili, we do it with lemon, we do it with roasted garlic, and we do it with basil. And those are then put into small little 8-ounce glass bottles, and they are UV-filtered, 97% UV-filtered, and closed. And people refer to it almost like as liquid spice. And you'll be amazed when you open some of those bottles. We've actually sent you some. They're on the way to your kitchen.
Oh, good. I was going to...
Hopefully by the time we are on the radio the next time, you'll have... Somebody open up and start cooking up a storm, but
yeah,
you should definitely have your viewers or listeners go online at grapeseedoil.com. That's where they can see.
Oh, so that's the website. So it's grapeseedoil.com.
Exactly. So if you can't remember the Salutis Anti brand, just think about grapeseed oil, your best heart healthy cooking oil, and then you'll find us there. We sometimes have specials going on where we pretty much ship all over the country, and you should check us out and see what's the latest and greatest for any one of our specials that we have going on.
Now, you also have a juice, don't you? grape juice?
Yes, mentioned something that's really very, very interesting. Once we kind of looked at what else is going on in the grape industry and Food and Vine, which is our company name, means that we try to make the best food off the vine, and grapeseed oil was the first child, so to speak, that we had born here, and we're working on something that's very, very interesting. The wine industry has been growing very much over the last 10, 15 years, and we almost have 1 million acres planted here in California. But the wine drinker hasn't grown as fast as the grape industry is growing the vineyards. So we set out to do a drink that is something like an aperitif, something that is not sugary sweet like the typical Welsh's grape juice that you may find out there.
Yeah.
Something that you can drink with food, and it is not from table grapes. We actually use our very, very delicious vineyard grapes, and the first one we came out with is made from mostly Chardonnay grapes. And it was so good. I actually went to New York and met with some of the sommelier there, and they were flipping out over it, and then they said, well, you got to make this a delicious cocktail or a drink, and we started playing around with it, and we have it now ready to go. It comes in wine bottles, 375 ml or 750 ml, and the name is Napa Vinju, and Vinju is V-I-N-J-U-S. It's the juice of the vine, the vineyard grape. We refer to it as virgin vineyard grape juice. And if you take it and chill it down like a champagne and pour it in a beautiful white wine glass, for example, It is the most delicious, refreshing, crisp drink that you have ever had. And you can drink it with a meal because it's not loaded in sugar like a regular grape juice or any of these other juices that you find out there. If you actually compare the sugar level, it's about half the sugar than a regular grape juice would be.
Wow.
If you look at the calories, because all people think about calories in these days now, right? It's about half the calories than any of these big wines that we make here in the Napa Valley. And best of all, it's only one ingredient. I think people like to have products that only have one ingredient. There's nothing else in it. We take the grapes, we pick them very early when the sugar levels are low and the acid is high, which gives it the stability. Then we press it, we chill it, we filter it, and we bottle it, and that's it. There's nothing else done to it, and it's a fantastic drink. So that, again, you will find the Napa Vinju. It's not in a lot of stores yet because it's a brand-new product. You may find it in Dean DeLuca in the near future. Macy's seller may have still some inventory left. It introduced it last year for Christmas, but you can get it online at vinju.com or at grapeseedoil.com. And you know, the kids love it, older people love it, those people on medication love it, designated drivers, you name it. There's always someone's getting, you know, pregnant women. They want to have something that tastes as good as wine, but they don't want the alcohol.
And you know, my wife is pregnant with twins.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So I got to get her some of that stuff.
It's the perfect thing.
And, yep.
And you know what? There's a
we want to have eco-friendly babies.
Exactly, exactly. There's a population out there that is growing faster than the wine-drinking population that is actually desiring beverages that are made with just very few or just one ingredient. That are not super sweet. And the list of ingredients, if you look at these drinks that are coming out, the beverage industry, by the way, is one of the fastest growing in the food industry.
Right.
There's 200-300 drinks every year you see coming to the market, and the list of ingredients is never ending. It starts with high fructose corn syrup, then it goes to preservatives, then it goes to concentrates of various different things and flavorings and so on. And by the time you're done reading that list, you're already saying, what did I just buy here?
Yep. No, I know what you mean.
You know, so
it's hard to figure it out.
Yeah. You know what it's interesting, I point this out to people, and it's not too many places. Like, it's like when you buy a can of tuna, and the label says tuna in water, you know, and you go, oh, that's all it is, tuna in water. Then you look at the ingredients, and somehow there's this texturized protein, and it's cooked in some vegetable something, and it's like, well, I thought it was just getting tuna and water.
Yeah.
And there's only some brands that actually have, that's it, it's just tuna and water.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We are the one ingredient that people really love when they look at the bottle and they see what it's in there, it's just virgin vineyard grape juice, nothing else. And it's made from varietal grapes rather than table grapes. And that's, when you open this bottle up, you can smell the green apple aromas, you can smell some honeysuckle, some wildflowers. It's a delicious aroma. And it goes well with your food because it doesn't overpower it. And it really makes a delicious meal. And by the end of the day, when you enjoy your meals and you're ready to go on a, after a business lunch and whatnot, you feel refreshed. You feel strong. You know, I have to go to a lot of business meetings here, and I tell you, every time I had to drink two or three glasses of wine, I'm done for today. I can't go back to work. This wouldn't be the case.
Right.
So you can drink and think. That's our new motto here.
Oh, okay. it'll be interesting because there's going to be two other companies, you know, sporting their berries, because there's, I think, the one, what's the one, IK? Is that the one that everybody's now?
ACI, I think it is. Or?
Yes. I heard of that, and I tasted it. I think it probably has a lot of hype, or it's a lot of good antioxidants in there. But I would sure not drink it with a meal. And it sure doesn't give me the nice experience I have drinking some of this Napa Vinci with beautiful Chardonnay aromas. And hopefully by next year we have a, I'm working on a pink version of this. I'm trying to make something out of fantastic Pinot Noir grapes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I was wondering if people are allergic to red wines because of the tannins, whether this would...
You have a good point there. That is something that we should probably look into. There are people out there who have problems with that. And that may be a great thing for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to receiving this and doing my taste test. I'm going to not only, you know, have a glass of the grape juice, but I'll also, you know, cook up a storm and use it like in a little salad and, you know, just for the taste and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to make sure that you let your friends know and everyone that this is not just regular grape juice. That's why we actually don't want to refer to it as grape juice so much.
Right.
Because grape juice kind of turns people off. It's too
People are going to think it's filled with artificial flavors and colors and sugar.
Yeah.
And so we're calling it vinju.
Oh, okay.
Vinju, which is from the vineyards, and it's made from just virgin vineyard grapes. And when we pick those grapes, you don't quite know if they're red or white at that point because they haven't gone through the variation. So they're kind of glassy. They look like a little misty, and they taste really very, very refreshing.
Wow.
So by the time you press juice out of it, you don't get as much as the very finished grapes when they come in at a high sugar level. So it's a whole different experiment.
Right. So I'm curious. So now let's say at the show, how are you going to be showing your the grapeseed oil? Are you going to have something cooked up, or are you just going to put it on, you know, like salad stuff?
I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a little sampling station where you can actually taste the natural grapeseed oil just by itself, and then we're going to let you taste all those infused grapeseed oil just by itself, maybe on a little piece of sourdough bread, which brings out the flavors really nicely. But if you start dipping the oil just like that to begin, your imagination will take you wherever you want to take it, as far as what you're going to do in the kitchen. And the roasted garlic is just our best seller. Everyone loves that so much. It goes on the burgers, on the steaks, on just on the dipping, or on your bruschetta. And then we have the basil. It just pops, the basil flavors. And we have a rosemary, which is great on vegetables or on your potatoes. You can put it on chicken, on turkey, perfect for Thanksgivings. The basil is a good one, as I just mentioned before, is when you don't have the fresh basil growing yet, you know, so you can put that on your mozzarella.
Yeah.
And you can put it on some aged cheeses. And then we have a lemon.
Well, that's with the basil. The basil is a great, like if you want to make at least the taste of pesto.
Exactly.
If you just mix the two of that with just the cheese.
Yeah,
just the cheese, and you kind of get that.
You can do half and half these little of the roasted garlic to get some of that effect going too.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And we have the lemon. The lemon is fantastic putting straight on the green salads. It's beautiful. You don't even need to put vinegar in it. And
right, because you have the acid.
Yeah, just a little salt and pepper. If you put vinegar, what's going to happen is if you do enjoy a glass of wine with that, your wine will start fermenting on your palate. You don't want that.
Oh, right. Okay.
See? So the Napa Vin Jus would be a great combination in that case. And then we also have the chili. Chili is great for starting soups and sauces, for scrambled eggs in the morning instead of using Tabasco. And some people use this infused grapeseed oils like liquid spice and mix and blend. For example, in a wok, when you do your very hot sautéing, let's say a Thai combination, you throw in a spoon of the basil, a spoon of the roasted garlic, and some of the chili, and then you throw in whatever you have on hand. Is it vegetables? Is it tofu? Is it fish? Is it beef? And sautéed with the high heat. Remember, Salute de Santa grapeseed oil has a 485-degree smoke point. So you can't go wrong there. And if you want to add a little more oomph to the end, you can add a little more of the flavor or the infused oils at that point. You'll have a meal that really is delicious, and you feel great afterwards. It's not going to put you in the chair where you walk out of the restaurant and you feel glued onto the chair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just curious. Like, now, okay, so we have, like, in California that you're going to, you know, you're going to start doing this. Now, there's a lot of, like, different areas that are, like, they call, like, some wine countries of other areas.
Yes.
Like in out on Long Island, it's a whole bunch, and also in upstate New York. Now, could both of these places, like, do that also?
I can see that the Napa Vin Jus, the way we're doing it here in the Napa Valley right now, that we will take it worldwide. And what I mean by that is, as I said earlier on, the wine country and the wine-growing regions anywhere else in the world, and California has really grown significantly, but Australia, Spain, Italy, you name it, all these bigger wine regions,
mm-hmm.
we would like to make some of the Vin Jus as well. And maybe we call it something else at that time, you know, wherever it's going to be. Could be Melbourne Vin Jus. You never know.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, how many acres of property do you have?
We don't have a lot of acres of property here in Napa. We are a small family business, but
okay.
the wine regions are very large,
mm-hmm.
and not everyone is a grower that has contracts with the wineries selling all their grapes.
Right.
And I believe that there's a market for such a great product. I also believe that it will enhance the wine industry. This is not something that really competes with the wine industry. It actually extends their season because we come in early and we use the same equipment and we use the same labor. They're basically waiting for the harvest to happen. We're in and out before they even think about making wine from the grapes that are at the higher sugar level. And so it's really extending the season of the wine industry and making an alternative product that is growing when it comes to the customer base way faster than the wine industry. And you know what? If someone comes along and wants to talk to about taking it worldwide, we're ready to do it. We got the formula down that we can make it pretty much anywhere in the world where there's grape wines grown for the winemaking.
Wow.
Because
there might be something that, you know, some of these other places might want to get into, as a side thing.
Yeah, I mean, look at the generation out there, the baby boomer. They're thirsty for products like that. A lot of older folks now, they're unfortunately having to deal with being more than less on medication as they get older.
Right.
And once that happens, you can't drink the wine anymore, the alcohol, whatever you used to do.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore, this is a perfect alternative. It's also great for the kids. Look at all the school lunches. What are they serving?
Yeah.
It's all the sodas and all this sugar-loading power drinks and whatnot that drives everyone nuts. Why don't we make something that is a beautiful, delicious drink for the schools and for the kids out there and not get them hooked on the sugar from day one?
Right. That's a great idea. Well, hopefully the people that attend the show are the people that are going to, you know, they'll be able to target.
I think New York is a great place for us to introduce this product. We have, just look at New York. They were introducing no trans fat in their restaurants, and they legalized that before any other state in this country. So, and grapeseed oil, just so you know, we don't have any trans fats in our Salute de Santa grapeseed oil.
I'm trying to remember what, I just heard something on the news today about, now that they did the trans fat thing, there's something having to do with what, something about what people drink, what kids are drinking.
There's a lot of ingredients that are not really great. The other factor that we maybe haven't talked about is most of the other fats and oil out there, it's all genetically modified. Look at canola oil. It's the fastest growing industry out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's using it. And you know why?
Why?
Cheap.
Yeah.
It comes in a plastic bottle for $1.99. Have you ever seen a canola plant out there?
No. I always wondered about that.
Yeah. You know what? There isn't a canola plant. It's coming from the rape plant. It's a hybrid rape plant. And the rape plant in my home country, where I come from in Austria, canola oil or rapeseed oil is machine oil, not food oil.
Wow.
Yes. And again, you know, we have to think of, if you buy a quality product, it may cost a little more. Make sure it's also in a packaging that protects the oil from light. So is it the whatever vegetable oil that you don't quite know what the list of ingredients is that comes in a clear plastic bottle? You get what you pay for. You know, I'm not using that, and I urge you listeners, that's not where you want to go. If you want to have a healthy lifestyle and the quality food in your kitchen for yourself and for your kids, you have to go with quality ingredients, and that's where it starts. And the Salute de Santa grapeseed oil is one of those lifestyle ingredients that's going to make your food taste better. It's going to make you healthier and feel better. And it tastes delicious. It is not genetically modified. It has no trans fats. And you can find it in the better restaurants as well as the better stores. So, and if you can't find it in any stores, just give us a call here. We actually have a toll-free number. If you want to check it at 888-388-7117, or you go online at grapeseedoil.com.
Okay, that's great. I mean, that's great. But you were saying you had a press trip out there? You did a press trip?
A press trip? You're talking about...
you come out there?
No, not at this time, no.
Oh, okay.
What we do have going on in New York when we...
Yeah, I want you to bring me out there so I can...
You know, during harvest time, you're welcome to come anytime. Oh, yeah. That's a big party here.
When is harvest time?
It starts in September, and it goes all the way through November based on what type of grapes are being harvested.
Okay. So what I'll do is look ahead. And what part of so I have to find out what part of tourism will pick up my tab.
Yes. The Napa grape harvest is really a fun time to come in for harvest. It actually is not as busy during that time than during the summertime. That's where it's a lot more busy. But it's a great experience. Maybe sometimes you can come out here and we can take to some of the wineries. You can even do some grape stomping or grape picking.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we'll take a movie of that, too.
Oh, of course. I'll have to put it on YouTube.
Yes.
And I'll see if I can put on a red wig so I can look like Lucy.
Exactly. You know, we've been doing this every year with our kids to have a great harvest, and they enjoy it. We'll take them when the day is right, early out there in the morning, at 5 in the morning, just before the sun comes out. And you want to harvest the grapes when they're still nice and cool. And then, so by the time the sun goes up, we already got a few tons in the back of our tractors at that time.
Great.
So... It's a beautiful area we are in, and you're welcome to come out anytime.
Okay. Well, I'll take you up on it, that's for sure. Well, I appreciate that you're calling in, and, you know, so next week I'll do the tasting, and then I'll be seeing you guys, seeing you at the show, too.
Yeah, please come by at the show. We will be at the New York Green Go Green Festival, that's what it is.
Go Green Expo.
Go Green Expo, yeah.
And you should put it on your website, and you should email all of your friends and family in the New York and Jersey and Connecticut area to definitely come by the show.
Wait, we also realize, by the way, this show is archived.
Wonderful.
Terrific.
The show is archived. So if you want to, I mean, you can put a link on your website and to, you know, to hear, so people can hear the interview.
Fantastic. If you want to just make a note on your site, our
sure.
Route 833, and that's for the New York show.
Okay.
And we'll be there Saturday and actually starting Friday. Friday, Saturday,
right.
And Sunday next week.
Yeah, I'll definitely get there Friday. Yeah, I'll make sure I get there before the crowds.
Yes, and that's April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Right.
And if any one of the businesses who have stores or restaurants, gourmet stores, health food stores, would like to meet with us, we can get them in for free on the Friday the 17th. And we make that a business-to-business opportunity for all these stores, because I feel there's a great opportunity out there for anyone in New York to bring in such wonderful products in the early stages when, you know, people always are looking for something new. And the Napa Vinju is just a fantastic new product. We were fortunate enough that the New York Times wrote about us very, very early last year, as well as we got it into O Magazine, and they loved it there. So we've had some great press as well. It's a fantastic product. So come over and see us at the Go Green Festival in New York on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. And thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
I appreciate it.
I really appreciate that. And look us up again on grapeseedoil.com.
Uh-huh.
We'll be happy to give you all the information you need.
Great. All right. I'll see you next, guess it's like next week then, right?
That sounds good.
That's right. Okay.
Well,
take care.
So
have a great evening.
Take care. We'll see you at the show. I'm going to sign off as well.
Yeah, sign
it was
off.
great to be part of your session tonight. Thanks a lot.
Brad, I may have you on another time.
Okay, great. We'll just
because I'd like to get you on to maybe to sum up, and we can talk about how this was, how it all came out.
All right, maybe we do a post-show interview. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We
can
go to one of the restaurants that are our customers somewhere in New York sometime and let them cook something up if Salute the Santa Claus.
Well, be sure to find me, okay, sir? I'll be running around the show.
We will do that.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The weekend.
Bye.
All right, thank you very much again, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now that we all got graped in a good way, we're going to go on to, let's see. Yeah, I forgot. Who do I have on right now? Who do I have on? Hello? Gold Star?
Hello?
No. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Merle. This is Adam Muscat with All That Billfolds.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
Okay. I thought, I thought I had you scheduled for earlier, no?
No, I thought
all right, that's okay. That's okay. No, that's no problem.
Right.
So, yeah, we're a little back talk. So, I want the people to understand, what's this whole thing? What's the, with the size, not the size of the wallet, but the, wallet and the back.
The thickness of a wallet. A lot of people are having back problems caused by sitting on a bulky wallet. The same way women are having problems carrying a purse and their shoulders being messed up. A lot of men are having the same problem. They sit on a big bulky wallet, and it pinches the sciatic nerve you have running down the back of your leg and causes spinal imbalance. So our wallets actually help you avoid that problem because they stay nice and thin, even when they're full of all your stuff.
Okay. So, and it's what's the and your wallet? What is the wallet made from? Made of?
The wallets are made with spinnaker nylon. It's the same stuff they make sails for sailboats out of. So, as you can imagine, it's extremely durable, but it's also paper thin. We also make our wallets in leather for people who prefer a little more upscale look or the traditional feel of leather. But the nylon is actually the thinnest wallet you're ever going to find.
Wow. So, and so, like, I mean, I got some, the wallets that I got from you were not, none of them were the leather, right?
I actually sent you nylon wallets.
Right,
and,
yes.
Those ones, the reason I sent those is because those are really our best sellers, and that's
mm-hmm.
really the bread and butter of our company.
Right.
So the idea is, you know, not only are they better for your back, but they're also 100% recyclable, and they're made partly with recycled materials. So I sent you, if I remember correctly, I sent you a couple of original wallets, and I also sent you our boater's wallet, which is actually our newest product, and that is made with a polyurethane material that is biodegradable, and after 2.5 years in the soil, it would just disappear.
All right, here's the boater's one. Yes, I have them all in front of me.
Yeah, our boater's wallet actually floats and keeps everything dry, and we've actually floated them for 5 days with a couple of keys, about 5 credit cards and $5 bills in there, and open them up 5 days later, and everything's dry and still floating.
Wow. So in case you actually, if you went swimming and... Yeah, still had your wallet in your shorts. They wouldn't get wet. They wouldn't. Nothing
yeah.
would get in.
Or if you're kayaking or fishing or anything like that,
yeah.
you drop your wallet in the water. You can turn around, go retrieve it. It'll be floating. It's bright yellow, so it's easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know it keeps all your stuff dry. We actually have one of our employees actually keeps her phone inside their wallet. So
the cell phone.
She goes to the beach. Yeah, she can actually fit her cell phone in that little pocket there, and. And go to the beach and protect her wallet.
Well, I have to, let's see. I'm opening it up now. I'm going to take my cell phone and let's see and put it in
my
here.
My phone won't fit in it, but hers does.
Well, I don't have a huge cell phone. I got a small one. So let's see if it. Yeah. Well, lock takes a little stuffing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it really
yeah.
wasn't designed to hold a phone. It was more designed just for people who are, you know, if you're out fishing or you're out doing some water sports, anything like that, it really is just a great wallet to protect your stuff. And it still looks like a wallet, which is, you know, most waterproof wallets look more like a rubber pouch with a clip on the top.
Right.
And, you know, you might as well be carrying a Ziploc bag and spend half, you know.
Yeah.
Spend nothing on it, but with ours it actually looks and feels like a wallet, and you know it's got those real high quality zippers that actually seal, so it keeps everything dry.
That's cool. You know, I have to tell you what happened. I just said, all right, I'm gonna hit the one, the original one. I'm looking the world, and it's got this picture of it of showing how, you know, your normal wallet looks like, and. I said, okay, I'm going to take out the stuff from my wallet and put it all in here. As I'm taking the stuff out of my wallet, I'm going, I don't need this anymore. It's outdated. I tore it up. I don't need this anymore. I don't belong to that. All right, tear that up. By the time I was done, the wallet was, I could have gone back and had the other one which just with less stuff in it. But, you know. Although,
well, you know, and that's part of the problem is a lot of people just carry so much stuff in their pockets.
Yeah.
And in their wallets, but with our wallet, you can actually carry as much stuff as you want to in there. You know, it'll hold up to 30 cards, and it's still thinner than most wallets out there. If you take all of your stuff, and a lot of men who come by our booth when we're doing a show, or you know. They want to do a comparison. So we take everything from their wallet and put it in our wallet. And our wallets are typically thinner when they're full of everything that they had in their old wallet than their old wallet is empty. And the reason for that is, you know, not only the material, but the way the cards are stacked on top of each other, you avoid all the excess material that is in a typical wallet, where it'll double the size of your card stack when you're stacking one card with leather between each and every card.
Wow. So the types are the whole different types of wallets, because I have, let's say, I have now what's the difference between, let's say, the European one versus the original one?
Well, our European wallet, we're actually calling it our sports wallet now. It's designed for someone who's an extreme minimalist. You know, if you only carry maybe 8 to 10 credit cards at most and a little bit of cash, that wallet's a great wallet for you. It's about 3 inches by 3.5 inches, and it's extremely thin and fits in any pocket comfortably. So that's a great little wallet, but it's for someone who's really a minimalist. Now, our original wallet, the difference with that one is, you know, that one is 5 inches tall by 3.5 inches wide. So it's a little bit taller, but it will hold up to 28 to 30 cards. It's got a divided pocket for cash and receipts, which is really handy because, you know, I love to keep my cash and receipts separate and be a little more organized. And it stays extremely thin. It's flexible. You know, that's just a great all-around wallet. We also have our ID wallets, which we just introduced, and they hold an ID either on the inside or outside. It's your choice, whichever one you prefer. Which are great. You know, we had a lot of requests from people in the military or who work for companies where they have to show their ID every time they have to go on to work. And that way they don't have to be fishing around in their wallet trying to pull out their ID. They can just flash their ID and they're good to go.
Yeah, I have that one over here. I have that, but it's not, just so people understand, it's not like for a passport.
No,
we
do have a wallet, actually. We did make a wallet for a passport as well. Our traveler wallet will hold a passport on one side. On the other side, it'll hold up to 12 credit cards. And then it has the deep pocket, which is great for a lot of foreign currency, which is larger than U.S. bills in a lot of cases. It's great for receipts. And then it's got a shallow pocket as well, which will also hold bills, you know, in there as well. And I've traveled all over with that in my pocket, and I'll tell you, that is one of the best wallets. You know, I just think that wallet is so great, and it really just, it's just a really cool product. I really love that one.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just, so people can, that's how, that's, it sounds like paper. And it's amazing that it's like, that it's not. It's like nylon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is, nylon?
Yeah, it's ripstop spinnaker nylon. And, you know, you'd recognize that they make kites, parachutes, sails for sailboats out of it. So, I mean, as you can imagine, if it's going to be a sail for a sailboat, it puts up with the sun, the wind, the hot, the cold, the, you know, the rain. I mean, it's constantly being abused, and it's very, very durable. So.
Well, I'll be testing them all out, or having other people test them, and well, definitely. I mean, I did take one of them. I went into this. I had to go into the city, and I went, okay, what pocket can I put my wallet in? And it's like, see, I'm one of these people. I mean, sometimes I have pants. A lot of pants don't have a back pocket. So it's like, okay, I got to put it in the front pocket, and I hate to put that wallet of mine in the front pocket because it's so bulky. And it was amazing. I took it and I just put the, you know, stuck everything that I needed and put it in the front pocket, and it was, wow, comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable and it's flexible. So, you know, if you're leaning down or sitting or whatever, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bunch up in your pocket.
Yeah.
It also doesn't bend your cards because the wallet's flexible. It never bends or breaks or cracks your cards like a lot of wallets will, where they have a point on them where the, you know, where the top is sticking out, and it kind of creates a fulcrum that'll bend and snap off the top of your cards. That never happens with our wallets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're really a great product. We've had a cool following, a great little following, and we've managed to, you know, just based on our customer service, we basically have the business completely relies on repeat customers, customer referrals, and, you know, that is how we've become so successful. Now, we are doing a lot more conventions now, and we are trying to, you know, broaden our customer base, but, you know, we've got people who talk about us who are consumer advocates. We've got Clark Howard talks about us all the time on his radio show on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a New York Times article written about us. You know, and these kinds of things have just gotten us an incredible following, and because of the quality of our wallets and you know how we stand behind our product, we've ended up with a great little business and a great following here.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you at the Green, the Go Green Expo.
Expo. That's next week, isn't it?
That's next week, next Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to meeting you too. We'll be there. I think it's the 17th through the 19th
is the
Go Green Expo. So, great.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for calling in, and you know, I hope we can get more attendance and pass the word around here. Is there anything I missed that you want to add to?
Not really. I mean, yeah. Well, if you are interested in buying a wallet, you can go to our website, which is www.thinnestwallet.com.
The thinnest wallet. Okay.
Thinnestwallet.com, or you can give us a call at 800-642-2226.
Okay.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Marilla. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, same here. Have a great evening.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I want to take a little break. I need a little music. Where's the one there? Had an incident today, boy. Okay. Let's play this one here.
call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
I think we got the picture. Call me, call me, call me. yeah, I got to lean on a good chair, lean on a good back, lean my back. Okay, so we're on to our next subject. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, Merle. How are you?
Okay. Introduce yourself.
Tell
the world who you are.
Okay. My name is Jim McCarthy, and I am the CEO of Gold Star.
Okay. My Gold Star? Or shall I say, so what the hell is Gold Star?
Oh, you just said tell people who I was. Okay. Gold Star is, if you like to go out to live entertainment a lot, Gold Star is the best way to do that, whether it's by getting an idea that you might not have known about or reading reviews of what people have thought of their shows, or if you want to get a terrific price on a ticket, that's the place to go, goldstar.com. We have a great collection of half-price ticket offers, lots of reviews of people who've gone to shows and have written about them, and lots of other fun stuff to make it always a fun process to find something to go do.
So now, when you say like half-price, are you best?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can do this versus like, go like over to, for instance, like Broadway. I'm sure like there are other places that you they have the half price ticket lines.
Well, this is online for one thing, so
uh-huh.
So you don't have to actually line up. And we, you know, really what we want to do is give people a wide range of things they can do. So whether it's theater or comedy or sports events, even concerts, just a really wide range of things.
Uh-huh.
And it all happens online, so it's easy.
Now, when you're doing this, do you have to join anything? How does it all work?
Yeah, you sign up. It takes about 30 seconds to sign up, and it doesn't cost anything. And you tell us what kinds of things you're interested in and where you live. And then from there, what happens after that is customized based on what you've told us. So we can make the site and the emails that you sign up for really based on what you like and what you've told us. So it's super easy to do. And you'll never be without a great idea and a great price and good information ever again.
So now let me ask, is this the kind of thing, okay, so let's just say, and I'm pulling some because, you know, this thing that happened with the Bruce Springsteen thing and whatever. So in other words, do you have, like, a whole bunch of tickets for something? Like that you get, to, let's say, if a show is playing and they gave you a bunch of tickets to use and then you're selling them, so to speak?
We sell them, yes. We sell them on behalf of the venues.
Mm-hmm.
So we work directly in partnership with the venues to sell the tickets at half price.
Okay.
So we, you know, usually we can provide lots and lots of tickets to folks if they want to go to the shows.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's a
great thing. If you live in New York City and
yeah.
you're not signed up for Gold Star, you're kind of missing out because the best thing about New York, I think, is going out. You know, it's not for the cheap real estate, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, let's in doing this, Now, I know that people have these the TD vouchers or whatever they call them. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah. This is just different from that. This is
This
is a thing you can go to online, again, at goldstar.com. Anybody can go and sign up. Right now we have about, 128 events in New York that are available. And you can just scroll through them by date. You can choose a category. For example, if you want to go to jazz, we've got 19 jazz events on the site, 32 theater events on the site, 26 popular music events, 19 comedy events. So there's a really wide range of things you can choose. Just like I said, if you wanted to say what's playing this weekend, you'd see a list of that, and then you can go from there. Buy them right on our site.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I understand you have some kind of contest coming up.
Yeah. We decided that we would have a little fun on Twitter and Facebook next week in New York specifically, and so we're doing a thing called New York Theater Week, where we are going to be playing Quiztix 4 times a day in New York, and giving away free tickets to a number of kind of fun plays. Now, this is happening at 11 to 4:30, and then one mystery time through the course of the day. And what we're going to be doing is, if you follow us on Twitter, if you go to twitter.com/goldstar and you follow us at those times, and also over on Facebook, we're going to ask a quiz question about a play that's on our site. And the first person who responds with the correct answer to that quiz question is going to win 2 free tickets to that. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to be giving away a lot of tickets next week. There are
By the way, I'm putting you on speakerphone.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So there we're going to be doing 3 a day plus 1. So am I still on the roll?
I hear you.
Okay. I heard somebody tell me I was now in the host queue. I wasn't sure what that meant. But anyway, so 3 times a day, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4:30 New York time. We'll ask this question once on Twitter and once on Facebook, and the first person on each of those gets 2 free tickets. And then one other time during the day, one mystery surprise time, we're going to ask a question to give away 2 free tickets to Mary Poppins on Broadway. So it should be a lot of fun.
Wow. That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
So you said, so this is not just in New York City that people can do this.
Well, next week's Gold Star is in many places,
right,
including New York, but not only New York. But next week, we're going to be focused on New York specifically and New York theater, to be even more specific. So it's theater all week. It's New York, and that's what we're doing. We'll do it in other cities at other times, but next week's all about New York.
Okay, but let's just say how, and I have to use the word rural. Suppose Gold Star, and I'm not in a major city. There's still things going on?
In the rural areas, not so much, but a lot of people who live in the rural areas and they visit New York or they visit Las Vegas, they use Gold Star for that. But if you're in the middle of Nebraska, we're probably not going to reach you at least for a while.
What are the major cities that you cover?
We're in the biggest cities in the country, with just a couple of exceptions. We're in Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego. We're in Chicago, New York, D.C., Boston. We're not in Philly, which is probably the biggest city that we're not in. But other than that, we're in the biggest cities.
Okay, that's cool. So in other words, for people that are traveling as well.
Absolutely, a lot of people use Gold Star that way. The main thing is that people use it at home to go out more often, to go out all the time in their hometown, but they certainly, when they travel to Vegas, or if someone were taking a vacation in San Francisco, for example, you could take a look at what was going on in San Francisco on Gold Star and plan your trip that way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So right now, as far as a Broadway show in terms of New York City, you have, you said Mary Poppins, right?
We do, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of other stuff as well. Just a real broad selection of things. If you like stand-up comedy, or if you like, pop music or performing arts of different kinds. I mean, as you know, New York's got everything, so we try to reflect that. Even things like harbor cruises are really popular on our site. Things that you might not think to do normally, or maybe you sort of think of as as something that out-of-towners do. We actually send a lot of New Yorkers on harbor cruises and things like that, and they have a great time.
That's really cool. I think I had gotten an email a long time ago from somebody who was sending this out to people saying, "Oh, go to Gold Star." I kind of remember that from a long time.
Well, you should have gone, Merle. You should have done as they said, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing for me is that as a journalist, I'm running to a lot of places. Like the companies. Let's say if I'm going to Broadway show, they have the PR companies that are catering to the press, and then I'm getting press tickets. You know, and that's. But there's enough shows that I don't get to see. I don't get to see all of them, so.
Well, if you see something on our site that you wouldn't normally get, let me know. I'm sure we can set it up.
Okay, that's really good. So, again, so the dates are from the 12th, you said?
The dates are, let's see, what's today? It's the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, Monday, the 13th through Friday of next week, through 1 week from today. And each day next week, the 13th to the 17th, we're going to play Quiz Ticks, which is what we call it, on Facebook and on Twitter 4 times a day, at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4:30, and then at one other mystery time. And each time we play, we're going to be asking a quiz question that the first correct answer gets 2 free tickets to the show that we're playing for, and that'll happen, like I said, both on Twitter and on Facebook, so two pairs of tickets at a time there. And then once a day we're going to play for Mary Poppins tickets, so it's all very exciting.
All right, so now so I have this logistically. All right,
yes.
So you're on Twitter. Now in other words, I'm it's like I have to be home all day.
You don't have to be home. You could be looking on your mobile phone perhaps, but you do have to be somewhere where you can respond with the right answer.
Oh, okay. So in other words, Twitter comes on mobile phones as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you also have to be following Gold Star. So go to twitter.com/GoldStar, make sure you're following us, and then right at those times, 11, 2, and 4:30, the quiz question is going to go out, and then the race is on. So you got to be sharp. Get your Googling hand out and get ready to get the trivia answer.
Okay. So when I'm answering it, am I answering it by phone or email or whatever? In other words, I'm not calling you, right?
You're not calling. You're going to respond to us on Twitter or on Facebook. So you have to go do it on those sites, and then we will make sure that the first person with the quick on the draw person will get the tickets.
Okay. Well,
you'll get a lot of chances. You have a lot of chances next week. So if you miss one, don't worry about it. There's more chances, and you know when they're coming up. So you gotta be ready, because we're gonna put them out right on the dot. So people, you gotta be ready to get the answers.
Okay. This is pretty great. This is a great idea,
wow.
Especially with the economy right now, and you know people want to go out and it's kind of rough spending $100 on a theater ticket. I have to tell you, I mean.
And you know, even if people don't win quiz tickets, they can still sign up for Gold Star and then save a lot of money that way. So
now, and just to kind of get an idea, let's just say, so I get Gold Star and I go to see, let's say a Broadway show. Am I going to be sitting up in all the way in the back and kind of thing?
Well, I'm sure they would never put you in the back, Merle.
No, I'm saying when people are getting the...
No, I understand.
So,
when you buy tickets on Gold Star...
Are they getting vouchers or are they actually getting tickets?
Well, they're gonna go to the venue and pick up the tickets at the theater. But what you're buying on Gold Star is a section. So you don't buy a seat number, but you may be buying an orchestra seat or mezzanine or whatever the case may be. So you have a pretty good idea of where you're going to be. And generally speaking, the tickets range all over the building. They're, you know, some of the more expensive ones, some of the cheaper ones. You don't know your seat assignment, but you do know what section you're in. So you have a pretty good idea before you even go down to the theater of what it's going to be.
And is it always a pair of tickets?
No, you can buy, well, it's going to be for Quiz Ticks a pair of tickets every time.
No,
but
I mean
on Gold,
as far as Gold Star.
No, you can buy them in whatever numbers you want.
Well, in other words, because sometimes you have a better chance, like if you're going by yourself, to get one ticket, to get sometimes a better seat.
Well, part of our relationship with our venues is that they seat you together with your party, so you can buy as many as you want, and they'll be together. They'll be in your section, so it's really easy that way.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. People in New York who don't know about Gold Star definitely should and should sign up, and then they can go out a lot more. That's the thing we hear from people is that if they like to go out and they sign up for Gold Star and they really get how it works, they find that they end up going out more and really just enjoying their lives a lot more. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, I'll certainly push it.
Good.
On my radio thing, it says right under this, it says tweet this, and I went. I did. I clicked it and I tweeted it, and I have. But I'm on everything. I got a blog site. I'm on YouTube too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to the program before I came on.
Uh-huh.
You do the programs every day, right?
This is once a week. Oh, please.
Once a week. Okay, once a week. My mistake.
Once a week is enough. Well,
I'm trying to kill you. Sorry.
I also have every week I have an article due for one paper, and every month I have an article due for two different papers. You know, so. And let me add to this that I'm the director of public relations for the New York Sharks women's tackle football team.
Oh, really?
And which I'll talk to you about in a minute, a little later on.
Okay.
And with that, it keeps me busy because like right now the season is their first game. The season has just started. And the first game is Saturday, but it's not the first home game. And our first home game is on the 25th, and I'm doing a fundraiser to add to all of this, if that isn't enough of things that I have to do.
You just don't like to sleep at all, is that the idea?
Oh, no, No, I get some. I get a little bit. I get my naps in.
There you go. As long as you can get a few naps in here and there, it's
fine. Yeah, that's the important thing. I appreciate your calling in, and we'll probably follow up on this at some point because I want to talk with you, and we'll play with this.
Yeah, please do. I hope you win.
And I'll be able to talk about and write about my experiences with this. And,
okay.
We'll chat about this.
All right, good. Well, I hope you win the quiz tick sometime next week, but you're going to have to be quick because I know people are going to jump on it. So.
All right.
Well, Merle, thank you so much for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, I'll have to try that. And, before I end the show, I have something I'd like to read to everybody regarding this is a what I call a Nutrisystem day. Breakfast consisted of my mixing 1/3 cup of fat-free milk with wheat flour, oat fiber, corn flour, polydextrose, dried egg white, wheat gluten. Contains 2% or less of the following: potassium bicarbonate, high maltose corn syrup solids, whey protein concentrates, soy lecithin, modified starch, maltodextrin, mono and diglycerides, xanthan gum, salt, sucralose, monocalcium phosphate, and sodium aluminum phosphate. Now, lunch consisted of my mixing water with pre-cooked split green peas, barley, omegasol, parentheses, dextrin, oat bran, citrus fiber, refined fish oil, then in other parentheses, I guess the fish oil, anchovy oil, sardine oil, fish gelatin, tilapia, sardine, and anchovy. That was, I guess, the refined fish oil, okay. Sodium polyphosphate, sodium ascorbate, canola oil, natural flavor, I don't know, tocopherols, sunflower oil, citric acid, microcrystalline cellulose, xanthan gum, konjac flour, yeast extract, natural flavors, vegetables, onion, potatoes, garlic, parsley, sea salt, black pepper, lemon, and citric acid. Dinner, water, cooked beef, which was beef and salt, enriched egg noodles, which contain water, enriched durum flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid, whole eggs, wheat gluten, egg whites, glycerol monostearate, baby corn, carrots, water chestnuts, green bell peppers, red bell peppers, pineapple, modified cornstarch, teriyaki sauce powder, consisting of fermented soybeans, wheat, and salt, maltodextrin, chicken extract, spices, caramel color, vitamin E, potato starch, vinegar, toasted sesame seeds, hydrolyzed corn, soy and wheat protein, dehydrated garlic, xanthan gum, dehydrated onions, caramel color, citric acid, disodium inosinate, and disodium guanylate, flavoring, and sacrulose. You have to excuse me while I pause here to deal with my eyesight. I try my best to read the ingredients with a magnifying glass, but I'm unable to do that and type at the same time. Or, okay, so back to the next. Dessert, water, sugar, wheat protein isolate, which was wheat gluten, phosphate, lactic acid, sulfite, whole wheat flour, enriched bleach flour, which is wheat flour, reduced iron, niacin, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid, egg, chicory, I don't know what, okay, inulin, soybean oil, glycerol, corn fiber, maltitol, contains 2% or less, non-fat dry milk, leavening, sodium acid, pyrophosphate, sodium bicarbonate, cornstarch, and monocalcium phosphate, sodium carboxymethylcellulose, sunflower lecithin, tocopherolactate, vitamin E, propylene, glycol, mono and diesters of fat and fatty acids, mono and natural butter flavor, which is maltodextrin, natural butter flavor, annatto and turmeric for color, contains milk, sacrulose, salt, potassium sorbate as a preservative. In other words, I had pancakes, split pea soup, beef and noodles and teriyaki sauce, and golden pound cake. Well, I don't know how they do that. I mean, how do they do that? How do they get all those ingredients into these small portion meals? I think I'm just going to have some tuna fish in water. But anyway, well, I'm going to end early because actually, after all, I'm doing this late. Okay. Well, Barbara had a run. She wasn't able to listen to the entire show. But anyhow, so next week I think I'm going to be doing the show from 8 to 9:30 p.m. I have some more products coming on from the Go Green Expo. So with that, I'm going to leave everybody, and where is my, okay, here we are. Have a good day, evening, night, morning, wherever you are.